Intro. Welcome. This is the Calibre Masterclass. Shape the sound system effects in Ableton Live 12 for Late Night Roller Wait, a beginner mastering lesson that focuses on the sound system effects, delays, reverbs, dub echoes, filtered sweeps and processed ambience, and how they sit in the final master so your track hits heavy on a big PA without washing out the drums and bass. We use only Ableton Live 12 stock devices and a single master audio effect rack, so you can reproduce everything immediately. What you will build by the end of this lesson, you'll have a master bus audio effect rack and a simple signal chain that tightens and monolocks the sub for club translation, shapes effects energy, so echoes and reverbs sit behind but remain weighty, adds harmonic warmth and perceived loudness, controls dynamics without killing the groove, and limits the file for export with a correct ceiling. All of this uses EQ8, multiband dynamics, saturator, glue compressor, utility, limiter, spectrum and simple rack routing inside Live 12. Important setup note: follow these steps on the master output with your full mix playing, including the sound system effects you want to shape. Save a copy of your live set before you make heavy mastering changes. Create the master rack and basic chain first. Open Ableton Live 12. On the master track, create an audio effect rack. Rename it so you can see the full lesson title. It helps you remember the template you're using. Inside the rack, we'll create an ordered set of chains. Think left to right like this. Input right arrow sub, control right arrow mid body, right arrow effects presence, right arrow glue, right arrow multiband, right arrow limiter. We'll use parallel chains in the rack for targeted processing, then glue and limit the combined output. Sub control chain, mono low end and gentle harmonic, create a chain called SUB control. Add EQ8 first. Use a low cut at about 20 Hz. A 24 dB per octave slope is a good starting point to remove an audible rumble. Add a gentle bell boost around 60 to 80 Hz of plus 1 to 2 dB if you need more weight. Next, add utility and set width to 0% to mono the sub. Because this chain is parallel inside the rack, that monoing affects only the sub chain, leaving the rest of the mix stereo. Adjust the chain's volume so the sub contribution sits in balance. Optionally, add saturator after utility on a soft clip setting. Very low drive around 1 to 2 dB to add harmonic warmth without making the sub buzzy. Use the chain volume to match unity gain and a slash B the rack on and off to confirm tastefulness. Mid body chain, punch and control, create a chain called mid body. Start with EQ8. If the mix is muddy, place a gentle dip between 200 and 400 Hz. Add a musical boost somewhere between 250 and 700 Hz for bass presence as needed. Add glue compressor next. Set attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds to keep transients. Release on auto or about 0.2 to 0.5 seconds, ratio between 2 and 4 to 1. And set the threshold, so you're getting roughly 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on loud sections. This is subtle glue to give the bass and mids impact without crushing the drums. Effects presence chain, weighty but controlled echoes and reverbs create a chain called effects presence. Put EQ8 first, and high pass the chain at around 200 to 300 Hz to keep effects tails out of the low end. Use a 12 to 24 dB slope depending on how much low you need to remove. Add saturator with low drive, around 1.5 to 3 dB, using analog clip or soft sign mode to add harmonic grit so delays and reverbs read clearly on a PA. Add utility with width around 80 to 100% to keep the FX slightly wider than the mids, and lower the chain volume by about 2 to 4 dB compared with MID body as a starting point. Map the chain volume of this FX chain to a macro labeled FX weight so you can pull FX back for verses and push them for drops. This gives you quick automation control of presence without touching dozens of sends. Glue and global cohesion after the rack chains, or as the next device in your master chain. Add glue compressor for overall cohesion. Set attack between 15 and 30 milliseconds. Release around 0.1 to 0.5 seconds or auto. Ratio about 1.5:1 to 2.5:1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on loud parts. Subtle glue, not pumping. Make sure makeup gain returns overall level. Multiband dynamics for low-end control. Insert multiband dynamics after the glue. Split into three bands. Low roughly 20 to 150 Hz. Mid roughly 150 Hz to 2.5 kHz. High from 2.5 kHz upward. On the low band, set threshold, so it compresses only on big bass hits. It's typical to set the threshold around minus 12 to minus 6 dB depending on the source. Ratio 2 to 4 to 1. Attack 10 to 30 milliseconds and a medium fast release. The goal is control, Tighten peak so the sub presence consistently on a dancer floor without squashing punch. Apply light compression on the mid and high bands only if needed. If FX tails cause mid pumping, use slower release or notch compression only where necessary. Final EQ, spectrum and limiter. Add a final EQ 8 for subtle finishing moves. Consider a high shelf at 8 to 12 kHz of plus half to plus 1.5 dB for airy top end if needed. Use spectrum visually to confirm energy distribution. Your sub should sit solid around 40 to 80 Hz and the top end should not be spiky. Add limiter last. Set the ceiling to minus 0.3 dB to avoid inter-sample clipping. Use minimal look-ahead or default settings. Push gain until you reach your loudness target, but be conservative. For club-oriented drum and bass, aim for minus 10 to minus 8 LUFS integrated as a beginner target. If you must be louder later, do stems or dedicated mastering. Don't overdrive the single master. If you see distortion on long FX tails, reduce limiter gain or automate FX weight down in the loudest sections. Macro controls and workflow tips. Map essential macros on the rack. At minimum map, sub gain for sub control chain volume, FX weight for FX presence chain volume, glue amount map to the glue compressor threshold or makeup control, high air for the final high shelf, and a mono check mapping to utility width for quick mono toggling. Use these macros to quickly /B and automate energy across the arrangement. Always check mono compatibility by toggling the sub chain utility width and listening on headphones and small speakers. Common mistakes to avoid: don't mono everything. The sub should be mono, but keep mids and highs stereo to preserve FX width. Don't crush dynamics with too much glue or limiting. If the drums lose swing, back off compression or raise the threshold. Avoid aggressive high boosts that create harshness on big systems. Always high pass FX tails to prevent them from eating the sub. And check your work in mono and on multiple playback systems. Pro tips: automate the FX weight macro to increase tails during drops and reduce them during verses. Use subtle saturation on the FX chain rather than across the entire master to add grit without digital nastiness. For movement, lightly modulate utility width on the FX chain with tiny LFO or automation. If FX clash with kick or bass, sidechain the mid and high bands in the multiband to the kick transient. Reference a caliber track for balance. Match perceived balance rather than only LUFS. When exporting, render at 24-bit and 48kHz or higher and dither only when reducing to 16-bit. Mini practice exercise: load a 1-minute mix that includes clear sound system effects. On the master, build a rack with 3 chains. Sub control, MID body and FX presence using the devices and initial settings we covered. Map 3 macros, sub gain, FX weight and glue, and set them at neutral positions. Play the mix and reduce FX weight until the sub no longer wobbles. Increase sub gain until the bass feels club ready, but without pushing the limiter into clipping. Apply glue so transients feel cohesive but drums still breathe. Render a 30-second clip and compare it to the original unprocessed mix. Note the improvements in sub control and FX clarity. Recap: this lesson gave you a beginner-friendly master bus workflow to make sound system FX sit heavy and controlled in a drum and bass roller. You built a rack that isolates and mono controls the sub, sculpts the mid body, shapes FX presence, applies gentle glue, uses multiband control and limit safely for export. Use the mapped macros to automate energy, check in mono and reference classic rollers as you refine balance. Practice the 30-second renders until shaping FX for late-night roller weight becomes a fast, reliable mastering technique. Quick mindset and monitoring reminders: treat the master rack as a tool for translation, not a cure for a poor mix. Fix level and panning problems at source when possible. Save incremental versions of your live set so you can compare processing choices. Listen at low, medium, and high volumes. Perception of weight changes with level. Always /B with the bypassed rack and a commercial reference. Check mono occasionally and test exported files on phones, small speakers, and, if possible, a PA or club system. Final note: keep moves small and musical. Think of each chain as an instrument that contributes to overall weight and space. Practice regularly, trust both your ears and the meters, and you'll be able to make echoes and reverbs travel on a PA without smothering groove and sub. Good luck. Build the rack, test it, and enjoy the wait.